请我们看哥林多后书第四章。
Please turn to the Second Corinthians chapter 4.
我们从第十六节开始。
We read from verse 16.
到十八节。
16 through 18.
所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。这里的外体和内心在原文里面是外面的人和里面的人。
Wherefore we faint not, but if indeed our outward man is consumed, yet the inward is renewed day by day. So please pay attention, this outward man and inward man.
我们这自沾自轻的苦处要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
For our momentary and light affliction works for us in surpassing measure an eternal weight of glory.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
While we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen, for the things that are seen are for a time, but those that are not seen eternal.
请我们再低头祷告。
And let's bow down and pray.
就当我们想到这是最后一天全天的话语。
Lord, when we think this is the last day of your ministry,
我们战惊恐惧在你的面前。
We tremble in fear before you.
唯恐你的话不完全。
Lest the word that we speak are not complete.
唯恐你的儿女没有听见你的声音。
Lest your children do not hear your voice.
主，我们恭恭敬敬把这最后的机会放在你的手里。
Lord, with great respect, we put the last day's meeting before you, in your hand.
只有你能祝福能使用。
You and you alone can bless this and use this.
叫我们没有一个人留在外面。
That none of us will stay outside.
因着你的恩典，主，但愿这一次的话语能进到我们心的深处。
Lord, by your grace, may the word you speak this time can enter into the depth of our hearts.
让我们在侍奉上有转机。
That there would be a turning point in our service to you.
不是照着我们的意思来侍奉。
Not serving according to our will.
乃是让你在我们里面出来侍奉。
That to let you to serve out of us.
我们恭恭敬敬把这最后一次的机会放在你的手里。
We, with great respect, put the last day's meetings in your hand.
我们切切地求你使用。
We really pray that you can use them.
来完成你在勇士里受定规的旨意。
To complete your will which you have destined in eternity.
我们要把一切的荣耀全归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.
没有想到今天已经是最后一天全天的聚会。
I cannot imagine this is the last day of a whole day's meetings.
当我想到多年前我们开始第一次聚会的时候，
When I remember many, many years ago when we had the meetings the first time,
那个时候是因为抗战刚结束。
And that it was because the end of the war against Japan.
在抗战的时期，神的儿女都不能自由的来往。
At that time, the children of God could not travel easily.
因此我们分离了好多年。
And therefore we are separated for many years.
那个时候我们就感觉说需要我们再一次聚集。
Now at that time we felt that we should have one chance to gather together.
一面是交通，一面是彼此勉励。
And one purpose is the fellowship, the other purpose is to encourage each other.
我们第一次侍奉的特会大概只有一百人左右。
And that time, the first service meeting we had was attended by about 100 people.
因为那个时候，我们是请所有在侍奉上已经有份的弟兄姊妹在一起。
Because at that time, we were actually inviting all.The brothers and sisters that already participated in the service to come together.
感谢赞美主，他纠正我们。
We thank and praise the Lord. He corrected us.
给我们看见说，所有的弟兄姊妹都是侍奉的人。
To show us that all brothers and sisters are serving the Lord.
从前我们有错误的观念。
In the past, we had a wrong concept.
以为说侍奉神是专业的，是少数的。
We thought that serving God was professional. Serving God was only for a minority of people.
我记得我刚得救的时候。
I remember when I was first saved.
最后一天的聚会就是奉献的聚会。
The last day of the meeting was the day of consecration, was the meeting of consecration.
但是所谓奉献的聚会不是勉励大家都奉献。
But the so-called consecration meeting is not to encourage all of us to consecrate.
只有奉献出来做传道的才需要奉献。
Now only those who consecrate themselves to be preachers, then they need to be consecrated.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
在这些年间，神纠正我们。
In the ensuing years, the Lord corrected us.
因为根据罗马书给我们看见。
Because according to the book of Romans,
从第一章到十一章，
from chapter 1 through chapter 11,
给我们看见神诸般的慈爱。
It shows us the all various kindness, loving kindness of God.
这是我们每一个蒙恩得救的人所接受的。
And this is something we all who have been saved by grace have received.
所以到了第十二章的时候。
So coming to chapter 12.
他说，所以弟兄们。
So therefore, brethren.
他没有说，所以专门出来全世界奉献的人。
So he did not say, though all those who have consecrated for full-time service.
感谢赞美主，我们都是弟兄们。
Thank and praise God, we are all brothers.
我们都是蒙神怜悯的人。
We all have received mercy from God.
基督的工作都成就。在我们身上。
The work of God has been accomplished in all of us.
是他拣选我们，不是我们 拣选他。
It is he who chose us, it's not us who chose him.
所以弟兄们。
Therefore, brethren.
我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
Every brother and every sister.
我们都应当因着他爱的激励把自己献上。
Ought to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice because the His love.
没有一个蒙恩得救的人
Not a single one who has been saved by grace.
可以把自己扣住，不献上给主。
Can keep himself from offering to the Lord.
奉献不是做传道。
Consecration is not to consecrate as a preacher.
奉献是为主而活。
To consecrate is to live for the Lord.
说得更准确一点。
To be more precise.
奉献是让主在我们里面活。
To consecrate is to let the Lord live in us.
所以弟兄们。
Therefore, brethren.
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
I beseech you by the mercies of God.
把身体献上当作活祭
To offer your bodies a living sacrifice
是圣洁的
It is holy
是神所喜悦的
It is pleasing to God
底下一句说我们如此侍奉那是理所当然
Then it says it is reasonable for us to serve the Lord this way
所以感谢赞美主
So thank and praise the Lord
主给我们看见我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都应当奉献。
The Lord shows us that everyone who has been saved by grace ought to consecrate ourselves.
奉献做什么呢
？To consecrate to do what?
就让主在我们身上能有完全的主权。
To let the Lord have full authority, full ownership in us.
他拯救了我们。
He has saved us.
乃是把我们成为他身体上的肢体
so that we can be members of his body
所以连下去你就看见身子只有一个
and then in the following you see the body is only one
这里的身子是基督是做基督的身体
now this body is the body of Christ
基督的身体只有一个
The body of Christ is only one
但是有许多的肢体
But there are many members
并且每一个肢体都有它的功用
And every member has its function
我们因着主的圣灵在我们里面
Now because the Holy Spirit of the Lord is in us
也因着我们把自己奉献给主
And also because we have offered ourselves to the Lord
主就在我们里面工作
The Lord now works in us
把他所放在我们里面的做出来
So that what he has deposited in us can be worked out
叫我们肢体能彼此相助
That we members of the body can help each other
说每一个肢体都是不同的
So every member is different
但是生命是相同的
But the spirit The life is one.
我们所有的功用都是不同的。
Our functions are different.
但是那功用的目的都是一样的。
But the purpose of the function is the same.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, brothers and sisters.
我们越过越感觉。
The more we live, the more we sense.
在教会中间，我们要纠正这个错误。
In the church, we ought to correct this mistake.
我们以为只有少数的人专职在那里侍奉主。
We thought there are only a few people who professionally serve the Lord.
但是按照神的话语
But according to the word of God,
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都在这里侍奉主。
Everyone who has been saved by grace is serving the Lord.
虽然侍奉的事情不同
Although there are different things we do
真像圣经告诉我们
As the Bible tells us
有的人是话语的知识
Some are ministers of the word
有的人是事务上的功用
And some has functions in managing, in governing
但是彼此配搭，叫身体能增长。
But we all work together so that the body can grow.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
盼望我们每一个人清楚圣经的教训。
May we all are clear about the teaching of the Bible.
我们受基督教2000年来的训道。
We have grown up in the teachings of Christianity for the past 2,000 years.
叫我们走错了路。
That we have gone the wrong way.
现在感谢赞美主。
Now we thank and praise the Lord.
他给我们看见每一个蒙恩得救的人都需要奉献。
He has shown us that everyone who has been saved by grace ought to offer ourselves.
并且这个奉献要彻底。
And that offering, that consecration has to be thorough.
如果我们能这样奉献，
If we can consecrate this way,
功用就能显明出来。
Then the function can manifest.
常常有人问我这个问题。
Now, oftentimes, people ask me this question.
我不知道我的功用是什么。
I do not know what's my function.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
用一个小小的比喻。
I use a very simple example.
当我们从母腹里生出来的时候，
When we were born out of our mother's womb,
我们四肢不体都完全。
Now we have all the four members, and then
我们有眼睛。
We have eyes.
但是当我们刚生下来的时候，
But when we were first born,
虽然眼睛是已经有了，
Although we have the eyes,
但是你能不能看见呢？
But can you see?
你还不能看见。
You still cannot see.
你需要生命稍微长大一点。
You need to grow a little bit in life.
然后你的眼睛的恩赐就慢慢地显出来了。
Then the gift that's given to the eyes starts to manifest.
如果你训练你的眼睛，
If you train your eyes,
甚至在黑暗中你都能看见。
Now, even in darkness, you can see.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们都是基督身上的肢体。
We are all members of the body of Christ.
没有一个肢体是没有用处的。
There's not a single member which is useless.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
And when we are saved by grace,
圣灵的恩赐已经赐给了我们。
The gift of the Spirit is already given to us.
但是需要生命有长大。
But we need the life to grow.
这样这些恩赐都能渐渐地显明。
Then the gifts can start to manifest.
并且你运用你的恩赐，这个恩赐就会加增的。
And also, the more you exercise your gift, then the gifts may increase.
正像主在马太福音25章所说的。
As the Lord says in Matthew chapter 25,
神给他每一个仆人都有本钱。
God has given all his servants the money to do business.
有的人是五千。
Some 5,000.
有的人是两千，
Some 2,000.
有的人是一千，
Some 1,000.
但是最少也有一千，
But at least you have 1,000.
我们常常盼望神在教会中兴起五千的人来。
Oftentimes we hope that the Lord may raise up in the church those who have 5,000.
但是我不知道这是不是神的心意。
But I don't know whether this is the will of the Lord.
在这末后的日子，
In the last days,
神所兴起的不是五千的人。
What God has raised are not the 5,000s.
神是要所有一千的人都起来侍奉。
God wants every single one to raise up, to rise up and serve.
这样比五千的人不知道加倍了多少。
And then the effect is much, much more abundant than the 5,000.
所以盼望在座的弟兄姊妹，
So I hope, brothers and sisters who are here,
我们不要轻看自己。
And do not despise yourself.
神所给我们的，我们要忠心去应用。
What God has given to us, we have to use it faithfully.
这样，到主来的时候。
Then when the Lord returns,
他就能说你是良善，是忠心的仆人。
And then he will say, you are good and faithful servant.
良善，因为你明白主的心意。
Good, because you know the heart of the Lord.
忠心，因为你忠于神所给你的。
Faithful, because you are faithful to what the Lord has entrusted to you.
所以盼望我们每一个弟兄姊妹都能清楚这件事情。
So we hope that all brothers and all sisters, every single one of us, can be clear about this.
当我想到我们侍奉的时候，
When I think about when we served,
我就想起在撒迦利亚书第四章。
And I remember Zechariah chapter 4.
我们可以看一看。
Now we can take a look. Zechariah chapter 4.
撒迦利亚他在梦中看见一个异象。
Zechariah saw a vision in his dream.
他睡着了。
He was asleep.
但是天使来把他唤醒。
But the angel woke him up.
就问他说：“你看见了什么？”
The angel asked him, "What do you see?"
他说
，He said,
我看见了一个纯金的灯台。
He said, "I behold a lampstand all of gold."
顶上有盏灯，灯台上。有七盏灯
with a bowl upon the top of it and its seven lamps thereon.
每盏有七个管子
and seven pipes to the lamp.
旁边有两棵橄榄树
and two olive trees beside it.
一棵在灯台的右边，一棵在灯台的左边。
One on the right of the bowl, and the other on the left of it.
就是我们今天所领会的。
And as we understand today,
他所看见的那个灯台是预表今天的教会。
The lampstand he saw is a symbol of the of the church today.
他有七盏灯。
There were seven lamps.
因为七是金丝完全的数目。
Because the seven is the complete is a number of completeness.
并且他看见有管子通到那个灯里面。
And then he saw pipes going into the bowl.
旁边有两棵。橄榄树。
And there were two olive trees on the sides.
一棵在右边，一棵在左边。
One on the right, the other on the left.
那么，在这张圣经里面。
Now in this chapter.
主也把这个解说告诉了我们。
The Lord also gave us the interpretation.
撒迦利亚，他对于这个灯台，他清楚。
Zechariah was very clear about the lampstand.
但是他对于两棵橄榄树不清楚。
But he was not clear about the two olive trees.
因为他看见这两棵橄榄树啊，有管子，有金管呢、啊，把这个金子啊，通到那个灯在里头。
Because he saw these two olive trees have two pipes, the golden pipes that goes into the bowl.
从橄榄树里面有金子就出来供应这个灯台。
From the olive tree, there is the gold flowing out to supply to the bowl, to the lampstand.
当这个金子啊通到那个灯台里面去的时候，就变成油。
When the gold flowing into the into the lampstand, it becomes oil.
这个就是灯台能够发光的原因。
And that was the reason why the lampstand can shine, can give light.
因为灯台虽然有了。
Because even there is the lampstand.
如果没有油的话。
If there is no oil.
它就没有办法发光。
Then there cannot be light.
那么这个油从哪里来呢？
Now where does this oil come from?
是从那两棵橄榄树上来。
It comes from these two olive trees.
它们从这橄榄树里头产生精子。
Then from the, out from the olive trees flows gold.
而这些精子到了灯盏里面就变成油。
And when the gold comes into the lampstand, it becomes oil.
金在圣经里面是代表神的生命，神的性情。
Gold in the scripture represents God's life and God's nature.
所以换一句话说
So in another word
这两棵橄榄树、啊、能产生金子
These two olive trees can produce gold
因为有金子组织在它们里面
Because there was gold, the gold was constituted in them
它们不是在那里清除橄榄
And that they are not there to change for.
Pour out.
Or pour out. They are not pouring out the olives.
他们是把金子送出来。
They pour out gold.
这两棵橄榄树就是代表两个人。
These two olive trees represent two men.
在当时的时候是撒迦利亚和约拿单
and at that time it was Zechariah and Jonathan
但是在我们今天
but today
是代表神的儿女
it represents God's children
在神的儿女里面有金子出来
and out of the children of God there's gold coming out
不是橄榄
it's not olives
乃是金子
but gold
不是出于自己
not out of themselves
乃是神放在我们里面的
but God has deposited his life in us
而这些神的生命到了那个灯在里面就变成油
and this life of God when it enters into this lampstand it becomes oil
就供应这个灯台发光
It supplies to the lampstand to give light
弟兄姊妹
the Brothers and sisters
就是我们今天所领会的
Now according to what we can understand today
如果这个金灯台是代表教会
If this golden lampstand represents the church
我们如果看启示录第二章第三章
If we read the Revelation chapter 2 and 3
在第一章里头告诉我们七个教会就是七个金灯台
In the first chapter of Revelation it says the seven churches are the seven lampstands
但是这里所种的是两棵橄榄树
But here in Zechariah's pictures are two olive trees
灯台是有了
There is the lampstand
灯盏也有了
And the lamps are there too
但是油从哪里来呢
Where is the oil?
教会当我们的主在地上的时候
The church when our Lord was on earth
在他工作快要结束的时候
Now toward the end of his work
他就把他的心意对他的门徒讲
Now he expressed the things in his heart to his disciples
在马太十六章告诉我们
In Matthew 16 it tells us
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上
I will build my church on this rock
应付的权柄不能胜过它
The gate of hell cannot prevail against it
所以你就看见主的心愿是要得着 他的教会。
So we see that the heart of the Lord is to obtain His church.
但是当主第一次来的时候
，But when the Lord came the first time，
恐怕你读圣经的时候觉得很稀奇。
Maybe when you read the Bible, you wonder，
为什么我们的主出来做工
？Why when our Lord came out to work？
但是到处所碰到的不是瞎眼。就是瘸腿。
Now wherever he went, he met those who are blind or those who were lame.
不是瘫痪的，就是死掉的。
Now it's some of them die, some of them paralyzed.
按照约翰福音来看
，According to John's Gospel,
主到地上来是来寻找他的心腹。
The Lord came to the earth to look for his bride.
但是心腹在哪里呢
？But where is the bride？
他说碰到的都是残缺不齐的人。
The whom he met were those who were paralyzed, who were
spoiled. 所以主第一次来的工作
，So the work of our Lord and the first time when he first came
就是做准备的工作
，was to prepare.
他要拯救我们这些死在罪恶过犯中的人。
And he wants to save us.Who have been dead in sins and transgressions.
他在那里预备材料。
He prepared the material.
到了五旬节的那一天。
When it comes to the Pentecost.
当圣灵降临。
When the Holy Spirit came down.
那一天就是教会开始的时候。
And that day was the first day of the church.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在这两千多年来
Now, all these 2,000 years
是教会在被建立的时候
It is the time when the church was being built
是灯台发光的时候
It is supposed to be the lampstand shining
因为这个世界是一个黑暗的世界
Because the world is a dark world
需要有光能照亮
It needs light to shine upon it
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
今天教会里面缺少油
But today in the church there's a lack of oil
原因是因为缺少供应
The reason is there's a lack of supply
如果我们在主面前不肯受主的对付
If we are not willing to be dealt with by the Lord
我们只能产生橄榄
We could only produce olives
没有办法叫灯台发光。
We could not make the lampstand glow.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
像我们昨天所说的。
As we said yesterday.
圣灵就在我们里面工作。
The Holy Spirit works in us.
要把我们己的生命置于死地。
To put to death our self-life.
好叫基督的生命在我们里面能长大
That the life of Christ can grow in us
而基督的生命能从我们里面出来
And also the life of Christ can come out from us
这就是金子
And this is the gold
这就是油
This is the oil
这样能供应这个灯台
Then there's supply to the lampstand
叫灯台能发光。
That the lampstand, the lamps can shine.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
教会有没有见证
Whether the church has testimony,
每一个神的儿女都有责任。
It is the responsibility of every brother, every sister.
我们不要怪少数的人。
And do not blame those few.
我们要看见我们每一个人有我们的责任。
We have to see every one of us has our responsibility.
如果我们大家都能同心合意
，If we can have all one, we all have this one mind, one understanding.
把神在我们里面所积蓄的倾倒出来
，That what God has already deposited in us can be poured out.
这个灯台就能发光，荣耀主的名。
Then the lamps.Can shine and glorify the name of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我感觉这个责任是我们每一个人要起来担负的。
I feel this is the responsibility every single one of us has to bear.
我们不能怪少数的人。
We cannot blame just a few.
因为我们应当全体起来服侍主。
Because all of us together have to rise up and serve.
我们相信这是神的旨意。
And we believe this is the will of the Lord.
今天早晨是我最后一次说话。
And to this morning, this is my last session to speak.
我的心里非常的沉重。
I was heavy.
我不知道在过去几天我们听了神许多的话。
Last few days we have heard much from the Lord.
究竟我们接受了多少？
How much have we received?
究竟我们在神面前有没有蒙光照？
Have we been shined upon before the Lord?
今天早晨到我在神面前的时候，
This morning when I wait before the Lord,
我里面有一个感觉，
There is a feeling in me.
我们常常为年轻的人祷告，
Oftentimes we pray for the young men.
盼望年轻的人能听见主的声音，
We pray that the young could hear the voice of the Lord.
但是今天早晨神在我里面给我一个感觉。
But this morning, God has given me a feeling.
我们不能忽略年长的弟兄姊妹。
We cannot neglect those who are old.
实在说来，我们的需要不比年轻的人少。
And in reality, our need is more than the young men.
我们已经信主很久，
We have believed in the Lord for many years.
听了许多神的话。
We have heard much from the Lord.
甚至于能说。
Even we can talk ourselves.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们今天在神面前究竟怎样？
What is our true condition before the Lord?
我们是不是因为长久了就依靠自己？
Is it because we have been with the Lord for so long, therefore we depend on ourselves?
还是我们还是心血活泼在主的面前？
Or are we still fresh and vibrant before the Lord?
看见我们自己一无所有，一无所能。
And see that we have nothing, absolutely nothing.
我觉得年长的人的需要比年轻人的需要更大。
I feel those, all those of us who are old have even more need than young.
因为我们已经成型了。好像要叫我们变成新血在神面前不容易。
Now, it is very hard for us to become fresh again before the Lord.
我这个话是对我自己说的。
I'm speaking to myself.
常常有人说你能活得那么久。
Oftentimes people say you live so long.
好像是一个祝福的话，
as if it's something of a blessing.
但是对我自己来说，
but just for myself,
我常常说神让我活得那么久，
I often think that the Lord let me live so long.
因为我学得那么慢，
because I learn so slowly.
我需要更多的时间
I need more time
来学习神
to learn.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人在神面前有极大的需要。
Dear brothers and sisters, every single one of us has great need before the Lord.
当我们念哥林多后书第四章的时候
，When we read 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
我们看见保罗他说到这事的时候
，When we see Apostle Paul talking about his ministry,
他有两次说到我们不上当。
Twice he said we faint not.
为什么他这样说呢
？Why he said so?
表明说上当是自然的事情。
It is because to faint is natural.
如果我们看见侍奉主的严重。
If we see the seriousness of serving the Lord,
我们不能不上当。
No, we cannot but faint.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果像英国的女王，她要请你做她的侍从。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, today, if the Queen of England invited you to be her follower, her servant.
如果是这样的话，你感觉怎样？
Now, how would you feel?
你感觉配？你感觉能？
Do you feel you're worthy? Do you feel you can?
还是你感觉不够？
Or you feel that I'm inadequate?
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天万王之王，万主之主。
There's a King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
他要我们来服侍他。
He wants us to serve him.
这个叫我们不能不上当。
We cannot but to faint.
我们说到想到这工作的严重。
When we understand the seriousness of his work.
我们想到我们所侍奉的是谁。
Now we think about who is the one that we serve.
我们感觉不配。
We feel.We're not worthy.
我们感觉不能。
We are not adequate.
所以保罗他说。
So Paul said,
这是上胆的事情。
And this for me to faint.
侍奉主是上胆的事情。
To serve the Lord is to faint.
我们今天把侍奉主当作随便。
Today, when we think about serving the Lord as something very casual.
如果就开我们的眼睛，
If the Lord open our eyes,
想到我们所侍奉的是谁，
to think the one, who is the one that we are serving?
是不是我们应当上当呢？
Is it that we ought to faint?
保罗他也上当。
Paul fainted.
像我保罗这样的人，
The person like me, Paul,
根本不配侍奉神。
I'm not qualified to serve the Lord.
你记得他常说，我是逼迫教会的。
Remember he said again and again that I am the one who persecuted the church.
我根本不配做使徒。
I'm not worthy to be an apostle.
然而，我蒙了怜悯。
But I have received mercy.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天神要我们这些的人来服侍他。
Today, the Lord wants us to serve Him.
这是恩上加恩。
This is grace upon grace.
我们没有一个人是配的。
None of us is worthy.
是他的怜悯临到我们。
It is His mercy coming to us.
叫我们能在这里学习服侍他。
That we can learn to serve Him.
这是他第一次提到不上当。
He mentioned faint not the first time.
这是在第一节里头。
This is the first verse of chapter 4.
但是到了第十六节。
But then in coming to verse 16.
他说，所以我们不上当。
He said, therefore we faint not.
这个上胆是指着什么说的呢？
So what does that refer to?
就是指说当他被神在那里对付栽培的时候。
And this is when he was dealt with by the Lord, he was cultivated by the Lord.
因为神拣选了他。
But because the Lord has chosen him.
因为神要用他。
The Lord wants to use him.
神就必须在他身上做神奇的工作。
The Lord must do deep work in him.
我们都记得扫罗从前的历史。
We all know the history of Saul.
他是熟读旧约的人。
He was familiar with the Old Testament.
并且他是尽力守律法的人。
And he tried his best to keep the law.
他是一个法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
他一直为他的荣耀。
And he took that to be his pride.
他说按照律性说我比我同伴那是进步的多了。
He said, according to zeal, I'm more zealous than my contemporaries.
但是那个时候他的侍奉是完全根据自己。
But at that time, his serving God was all according to himself.
他根据犹太人的遗传。
It was according to the tradition of Judaism.
他也靠着他自己的聪明和能力。
And also according to his own ability, his own intelligence.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
到了主向他显现的时候。
Now when the Lord appeared to him.
他才发现他不但不帮神的忙反而逼迫神。
He discovered, Not only he did not help the Lord, he actually persecuted the Lord.
所以当他转变过来的时候，
So after he turned,
他真是把自己完全献上。
He offered himself completely to the Lord.
我们不要以为说保罗一转过来就能被神大用了。
Now let's not think that after the Lord, Paul turned, he immediately can be used by the Lord.
他就把他过去的大能、大力、大智慧就用在侍奉身上。
He could use his intelligence, ability, and learning to serve the Lord.
我们知道，在侍奉上不是这样的。
We know that in serving the Lord, it's not like that.
神要把他破碎。
God must break him.
神要把他带到他的尽头。
God must brought him to his end.
神要叫他的口才智慧都失去。
God have to cause him to lose his eloquence, to lose his intelligence.
像神借着我们的弟兄提到
As the Lord has the
摩西的事情
has the, through our brother mentioned the story of Moses.
他是大有口才。
Moses was full of eloquence.
他是大有能力。
A man of word and ability.
但是神叫他的口才和能力都失败。
But the Lord has caused his
eloquence. 到了他八十岁的时候。
When he is 80 years old.
当神要用他的时候。
When the Lord wants to use him.
他说我是谁。
He said, who am I?
我是出口笨舌的人。
I'm slow in speech.
是真的，对羊讲话讲了四十年，还有什么口才呢？
He said, "I have been actually talking to the sheep for 40 years. Now, what eloquence do I have?"
过去他自己以为配。
Now, in the past, he thought himself to be worthy.
现在他感觉自己不配。
Now he realized he is not worthy.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
神不能用配的人
God cannot use those that are worthy
神只能用不配的人
God can only use those who are unworthy
因为如果我们认为自己配
If we feel that we are worthy
我们自己的荣耀
Now we are honoring ourselves
如果我们看见我们自己不配
If we see we are not worthy
荣耀都是神的
glory belongs to God.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
保罗他经过很严格的训练
Paul was dealt with, trained severely.
我们看罗马第三不过稍微给我们看见一点点
When we read Romans chapter 7, we could see a little bit.
因为他经过这样严格的训练
Because he was so severely trained.
把保罗把扫罗置于死地
So Saul was put to death
叫基督能成形
And then Christ can be formed
经过这个手续的时候
Now through this process
谁能不上当呢
Who can
我们不要以为说十字架是一个喜乐的事情
Do not think the cross is a joyful thing
当十字架临到的时候
When the cross comes
是一个痛苦的事情
It is a painful thing
极其痛苦的事情
It is extremely painful
我们是力不能胜
We cannot bear it
只有主的生命能叫我们背十字架
Only the life of Christ can cause us to be able to bear the cross
能使我们肯放下我们的自己
And to make us willing to lay down ourselves
让基督的生命能发展
to allow the life of Christ to prosper
所以当保罗他说到这事的时候
so when Paul talks about his ministry
他讲到他过去神在他身上的对付的时候
when he talks about how the Lord has dealt with him in him
他按照自己来说
Now,
要上当
According to himself, he fainted.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
上当是一个好的现象
It is good to faint.
如果你觉得能
If you think you can,
你觉得没有问题
You think there's no problem.
恐怕问题最大
Probably it's a bigger problem.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
但是保罗为什么他不上当呢？
But why Paul says we faint not?
因为他看见一件事
Because he saw one thing.
他说在那个神的对付之下
He said in that dealing of the Lord.
他外面的人就毁坏
He said my outer man perish.
但是他里面的人一天生死一天
But the inner man is a
外面的人
day after day.
外面的人是指着什么说的呢
Now what is the outward man?
外面的人就指着他的魂说的
The outer man means the soul.
因为在我们魂里面的生命还是老旧的亚当
Because the life in our soul is the old Adam.
所以这个老旧的亚当必须要置于死地。
So this old Adam must be put to death.
凡是出于我们自己的，都被置于死地。
That which is out of ourselves is put to death.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为否则的话，我们要把荣耀归给我们自己。
For otherwise, we will be glorifying ourselves.
我常常说
，I often say，
神呼召我们。来与他同工
God call us to work with him
对神来说这是麻烦的事情
For the Lord, for God, it is a trouble
神自己一个人可以做
God himself can do
他怎么叫我们这些的人来帮他的忙呢
Why he wants us to help him
我们越帮越忙了
And the more we help him, the more we cause him trouble
所以我记得有这样的一个故事嘛
So there was this story
有一个人要他搬一个桌子
And there is a person that was.
那么他的小孩子说：“爸爸，我帮你的忙。”
And he has to move a table. The boy, his son, says, "Dad, I'm going to help you."
所以父亲就拿了这个桌子的一面。
So the father will hold the one side of the table.
那这个孩子就拿了桌子的另外一面。
The child holds the other side of the table.
但是我们都知道
But we know,
他不但不能帮他的父亲
Not only the child cannot help his father
他加重他父亲的重担。
And he actually gave more burden to his father.
但是两个人就把桌子搬好了。
But the two of them moved the table.
那个孩子说：“爸爸，我们把这个桌子搬好。”
And the child said, "Dad, we move this table together."
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的侍奉就是这样。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is our service today.
我们都是越帮越忙的人。
And the more we help, the more we cause trouble.
父的爱喜欢我们。
But the love of the Father is delighted
for
us to help,
同工
to work with him.
但是外面的人如果不毁坏，
But the outward man, if it's not destroyed,
里面的人就没有办法一天心思一天。
And then the inner man, inward man, cannot be renewed day by day.
因为我们里面的人是在灵里的。
Because our inward man is in the spirit.
灵是在魂里的。
The spirit is inside the soul.
好像魂是在身体里头一样。
As the soul is inside the body.
所以我们的魂乃是叫灵释放最大的困难。
So our soul is the strongest bondage, preventing our spirit to be released.
除非我们的魂的生命被破碎，
unless the life of the soul is broken,
灵就不能释放，
then the spirit could not be released.
但是所谓的魂的生命被破碎，
but the so-called the life of the soul being broken,
这不是说我们说失去了魂了，
it is not to say that we lose the soul.
我们所失去的是魂的生命。
What we are losing is the life of the soul.
因为主耶稣不但在我们的灵里头掌权，他要进到我们魂里头来掌权。
Because our Lord Jesus, not only he's already reigned in our spirit, he wants to reign in our soul as well.
叫我们的心思意念、情感不再代表我们魂的发表。
So that our thoughts, our emotion, our will do not no longer represents our soul's expression.
是代表他的生命在我们魂里头的发表。
It then represents the manifestation of his life in us.
叫我们情感发表的时候，不是发表我们自己，是发表主的情感。
So that when the emotion get released, it is not representing my emotion, but representing the Lord's emotion.
当我们思想出来的时候，是神的思想，不是我们的思想。
So when we think, it is not my think or our think, it is the Lord's thinking.
当我们的意志有决定的时候，不是我们自己的意志，那是神的意志。
When we have this will to make a decision, it is our not out of our own will, but the will of the Lord.
正像主在克西马尼园里所讲的。
As our Lord said in the Garden of Gethsemane,
父啊，不要照我的意思。
Father, not my will.
要照你的意思。
But your will be done.
我愿意把我的意思降服在你的旨意底下。
I'm willing to surrender my will under your will.
愿你的旨意成就。
Thy will be done.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
这就是外体外面的人破碎。
And this is the breaking or the consuming of the outward man.
叫你里面的人能得到释放。
That the inner man can be released.
因为自由从里面的人出来的，乃是真正的释放。
Because only when the inward man can be released, that is the real service.
我们如果能这样的释放的话，
If we serve the Lord this way,
有什么结果呢？
What would be the result?
当然，第一是神得着荣耀。
First, is God is glorified.
我们无论做了什么事情，
No matter what we do,
我们不能把这个荣耀归给我们自己。
We cannot give that glory to ourselves.
因为不是我们做的。
Because it is not we who do it.
是主自己在我们里面做出来。
It is the Lord Himself who works in us and then comes out.
所以我们没有办法去争夺神的荣耀。
So we cannot grab at the glory of the Lord.
一切的荣耀都归给主。
All glory to the Lord.
第二。
Number two,
我们自己得着生命的长进。
Now we grow in life.
因着这样，叫我们的生命在神面前能长大成人。
Now through this way, our life can grow up to be a maturity before the Lord.
这是神在创世之前为我们所定规的。
This is what God has destined from the foundation of the earth for you and for me.
因为罗马书第八章告诉我们。
Because Romans 8 tells us.
凡是神所预先知道的。
What God has foreknown.
他是预先定规他们。
He has predestined them.
叫他们磨成他儿子的形象。
To be conformed to the image of his son.
那么在那个过程的上面
Now in the process
他说他预先知道的
He said those who he foreknow
他就叫他们称义
He would justify them
他说称义的人叫他们得着荣耀
Those he justified he glorifies
荣耀是属于神的
Glory belongs to God
所以得着荣耀的意思就是我们满有基督长成的圣量。
So be glorified is that we are full of the stature of Christ. And thank and praise God.
一切都是他在我们里面做的。
Everything is what he has done in us.
但是他却要赏赐我们。
But then he is going to give us reward.
他说你是良善。有忠心的仆人
He said you the servant who is good and faithful
你可以进来享受主人的快乐
You can come in to enjoy the joy of the master
第三
Number three
当你这样侍奉主的时候
When you so serve the Lord
你叫别人得着生命
You give life to others
不是光在头脑里头增加一些知识
Not to increase knowledge in the head
乃是在人的生命里头叫他去变化
But actually cause changes in man's life
这是真正的侍奉
This is the real service
所以弟兄姊妹
Therefore brothers and sisters
感谢主再给我们一次机会
We thank the Lord for having given us one more chance
来提醒我们
To remind us,
我们愿意把神的话彼此来勉励
that we can encourage each other by the word of God.
好叫我们那一天站在主的面前
so that day when we stand before the Lord,
不至于蒙羞
that we will not be ashamed.
反而得着主的称赞
and then we actually the Lord give us praise.
我们祷告
Let's pray.
主啊，我们的心实在破碎在你的面前。
The Lord, we have this fervent heart before you.
唯恐我们一生就是徒然。
We do not want to see that our whole life is in vain.
主啊，你救了我们，你的心意是何等的高贵。
Lord, you have saved us and your heart is so noble.
你不但救我们，所谓上天堂。
So Lord, not only you have saved us so that we can go to heaven,
你要救我们到底。
You save us to the very end.
叫我们磨成你自己的形象。
And you're going to try to conform us to your own image.
主啊，有什么荣耀比这个更高的？
Lord, there's no glory higher than this.
我们真是愿意把自己完全献上。
Lord, we are willing to consecrate us totally.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
叫在座每一个弟兄姊妹是你所拣选的。
That all brothers, every brother, every sister here is chosen by you.
个个都磨成基督的形象。
That everyone be conformed to the image of Christ.
完成神荣耀的旨意。
To complete the glorious purpose of the Lord.
我们要俯伏敬拜。
We bow down and pray and praise you.
奉主的名。
In the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.